Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to address what happens if you're working at home and it's having a negative impact on your work product. We'll start with a question from someone whose home life is really difficult, but she doesn't feel safe admitting it to her boss. Next, we'll discuss what managers can do if they suspect that an employee's stressful home life is affecting their work performance.
Yeah, this is such an important issue. I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Logan, what's our question?
My home life has been really difficult during the pandemic, but I have a manager who has a history of using personal information against us. Although this manager asks me how I am, I don't want to admit that I'm struggling. I worry that my work product is not what it should be and could lead to my boss asking me probing questions. What should I do if that happens? It's a good question.
It's a really good question. I hate hearing this.
Yeah.
Listen, I've known plenty of people that use personal information to attack you later. So if you know this about this person, don't feed it.
Right.
Because you're not going to be the special one that they're not going to do it to. And that, you know, just high news for everyone out there. Anyone who you know that's like this, don't tell them anything. I wonder if there's someone else you can confide in. It doesn't even have to be in the office. Maybe it's clergy or maybe a therapist you've used in the past, just someone that you can just talk to so that you're not alone in this situation. But I think you're very right to not tell anyone at work.
Yeah, I think that's such a good point. And I do, but I do also like your idea of getting support elsewhere, because if your home life has been really difficult, regardless of whether it's affecting your work performance, it's affecting you. And I think one of the big problems, obviously, of the pandemic is this notion of isolation. And so when you're isolated and stressed out, you know, your mind and energy just go to a very dark place.
Sure.
So I like that. I also think that you worry that your work product is not what it should be and could lead to your boss asking you probing questions. That too is understandable under these conditions. Do you have any ideas about that, Kathy?
I'm wondering if this person has vacation time. Like, could they seek support and then maybe ask their boss for a week or two off and kind of cool down and then come back?
That's interesting.
If that would help, I don't know what's difficult at home. It may just be that there's small children or there's elder care and there's, you know, just life situation. That is not going to change right now. But, you know, I had somebody yesterday, she asked me something and I said, well, you know, I can't tell you that, it's confidential. And so she just started probing, which I really couldn't believe that she was probing. And I just changed the subject. Now, you can't always do that. But you can try to deflect and say, I'm not sure what, you know, what you're looking for here, everything is fine. You know, just somehow you get a mantra and stick with that.
Right.
Which is, everything is fine. What do you think? What else?
No, I think it's everything is fine and to stick with literally performance if that's the issue. So if you could say, is there something that you are having issue with? And then they say, well, you're late. or your work product isn't what it usually is, or I saw that you spaced out on that. You can say, oh, thank you for that feedback, and I'll address it. You know, keep it about work. Because I think the thing about this kind of boss, we in one of our books, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, I believe it is, we had this kind of boss called a calculating confidant. And it's the person who gets you to reveal all the juicy details of your home life. and then uses it against you. So this description is very true, you know, that there is this kind of person. But I think part of their weaponry, so to speak, is to try to turn the professional into personal. So I think you have to keep bringing it back to the professional.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know, you don't get thrown because these people are very, very good at getting in and getting you to talk.
Right.
So maybe you can have, you know, one of those kind of emergencies, like, you know what, I've got to call a client back. So let's pick this up again, you know, tomorrow. Like some kind of, oh, I haven't emailed so-and-so.
Right.
Or, you know, I've got to get on a call. Just something so that, you know, get yourself really busy so you have to get off the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm also thinking maybe you could use some of the techniques of managing up, Kathy, where, so, you know, the best defense is a good offense. If you're worried, and I'm saying this to the person who's concerned, if you're worried that your work product isn't what it should be, then you could, like one of the tools that we offer in managing up is to have regular meetings with your boss, and you come with an agenda. And then, so you're kind of setting the tone and checking in with them on their priorities and whether you're meeting your priorities. But again, from a very technical kind of professional place.
Yeah, and just try to get some help. Not about your boss, but about your difficult home life.
Yeah.
Right.
And even if the situation can't be changed right now, if you have someone to confide in and talk to, it might help. Just help you with the stress of the situation. And be able to focus on work, because you don't want to lose your job.
No.
No.
So you want to be able to get some focus.
Yeah.
And figure something out at home so that it can work better for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah. So let's look at the other side of this. What do you do as a manager if you suspect that an employee's home life is affecting their work performance? And this question is assuming that you're not the calculating confidant.
That's right. You're a caring.
Not looking for information to use against your employee.
Yeah.
You're genuinely concerned.
You're concerned because you can tell there's something wrong. Maybe they come to Zoom meetings and they never put their camera on.
Mm.
Or maybe you have seen them on camera once and they didn't look right to you.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, I have a client, which one of the things he does, and he's a very kind, caring person. So he will set up a separate, you know, Zoom with a person one-on-one where he asks if they have the camera on so that he can try to assess the situation. But people feel safe with him. So the first thing you have to do is create some safety with any employee that you suspect is having trouble. And if they don't trust you, they're not going to tell you.
Right.
So make sure that that trust is there. And how people build trust is maybe they confide something that they're going through, so that they bring themselves to the same level. And then sometimes staff trust you from that. But also if you've built up this kind of goodwill in the past and they know that about you, you're gold. But if they don't, remember that you've got to build trust. Mm-hmm. And that is by doing everything you say you're going to do, do it, even if you can't, or address it while you couldn't. But you've got that. That's your biggest, I think, thing to do right now.
I agree. I think the other thing is, and it's interesting you say that, because so much of this depends on not what you're doing right now, but how you have been with this person in the past. And I like the idea of mirroring, you know, or at least sharing with them, modeling even, talking about some stressors you may be dealing with and how you're coping with it, and or how you've realized that you need more time off, or, you know, your sleep, just mentioning challenges you're having so that you normalize the situation.
Right. 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 I think that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And listen, it's a good thing that you care about people, and now is a time that, you know, like if they were coming into the office every day, you would see it and you would have more opportunities.
Right.
So it is it's kind of a tough situation to manage someone that is going through a tough time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if the person feels your sincerity and that you've reached out, you know, give them some space. They may come to you.
Right.
And let them know that they can come to you.
That's a good point. I think the other thing, I'm just thinking of someone we worked with who was concerned about one of her employees and just said, you know, your performance is usually stellar and you seem, in this particular incident, you seem to have really sort of lost, you know, been not focused and spaced out. Mm. And that's so not like you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And then I think she said, just if there's anything you want to talk to me about, I'm here. Mm-hmm. And then ended the conversation. Mm-hmm. So that, as you're saying, the employee had the opportunity to come and say, this is what's happening for me.
Yeah. Right.
Or not.
Right. Yeah.
That's good. Because you don't want to force or probe, but you just kind of want to give them an invitation.
Yeah.
And get that safety through. That's really
right.
Important.
Mm-hmm.
That you're not there. You're not looking for this information or to help them because you're going to get them in trouble.
Right.
But because you genuinely care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As a person. And also, I just from business on the other side of this, be careful. You don't have to get that involved. You know, sometimes you do.
Yeah.
If you really feel you have the resources to help them, and if you don't. It's, you know, not totally your problem.
Right.
So, you know, you have to assess it.
You do. And just like there can be calculating confidence, there can be empty pits.
Yeah.
You know, employees that have a lot of problems that can reel right. you in. So you don't want to go down that road either.
That's yeah, true. Be careful with those because they never get over their problems. They just keep creating them. Yes, you know the empty pit. It's also in Working With You Is Killing Me, the empty pit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, tweet us at AskK2 and follow us on Instagram at MyCrazyOffice.
If you want to receive our weekly podcast email, text us at 228-28 and type in MyCrazyOffice. That's all one word, MyCrazyOffice.
Finally, don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.